episode number 276, Camaro Stats.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And you're really here.
Yeah, I'm really here this week.
Sweet.
Sorry about that last week, everybody.
It's okay. Just looking over your shoulder here. I'm watching the wings. You know, it's still 2-2 here. Okay, good.
Well, I'm just looking at I'm just not even paying attention to you either, so it's
well,
okay.
Well, yeah, I know the name of the show is called Camaro Stats, and the reason being is you're holding there in your hot little hand.
I got my nose buried in this brand spanking new Camaro White Book that covers 2010.
Yeah. It's got 2011 stuff in it, but doesn't have any numbers, I don't think.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, this is just cool.
Well, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about this week. But to start the show, we're going to talk about something that just got released this weekend, and that is head over to Chevrolet.com, and you can now configure a 2011 Camaro convertible and whatever they have to offer and get the pricing, too.
Did you know that they made 1,916 Transformer editions?
Really?
Yeah.
That many?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm still reading the book. Go ahead. Go ahead. As you were.
So you can customize it however you want. You start picking your color, and then what it'll do is it'll start Xing out the interior colors that you can't choose. So, for instance, here, if I choose a Summit white car here, and I want to do the interior, I can't choose black,
mm-hmm.
gray, or brown. Ooh, brown?
Brown? That's not brown. That's Inferno orange.
This is Inferno orange. This? Tan? Brown? I don't know.
I don't know. What's it called when you click it?
Nothing. Nothing happens.
Oh, you can't click it because it's X'd out?
Yeah.
Well, the point being is that you could get to build exactly what is available.
Yep.
Looks good.
Real cool.
Looks real good.
You can choose your 21-inch wheels. So I just priced up a 2011 2SS convertible car, and it came out to be like $47,000.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but then again, you get what you pay for. Wow. You want a Ferrari, they don't come $50.
That's pretty neat. I like it.
You know what? I'm glad we have a Camaro convertible that somebody can buy. If they don't want to buy it, if they can't afford it, they shouldn't buy it.
Or maybe they should just go buy a Mustang.
Well, you know what? I want a Z06. Can I gripe that it's $120,000? Or ZR1, I mean? Or yeah. Z06. Can you I gripe could. That a Z06 is what it is?
Sure.
Why?
Because you're not going to buy it?
I want Gene Simmons' house. Can I complain that I can't afford it and it's too much money?
Yeah.
I actually do want his house now that I think about it.
And his wife.
Yeah, pretty much that's the end of it right there. Anyway.
Okay, let's move on to this thing that you're reading here.
Oh, the Camaro White Book.
So we got this email this week from our good pal.
Do I have that email?
Yeah, I think you do.
Hold on a second, let me find it here. Yeah, this comes in from our good pal, Scott Settlemyer, the F-Bot father. And he writes, as Casey Kasem used to say, "Dear Casey Kasem, good morning, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends. Just in time for Christmas, the Camaro White Book, written by our fellow Camaro and Corvette enthusiast Mike Antonick, has been recently and completely updated. Each year has been reviewed and updated with additional information, plus build counts have been added for the 2010 model year. Plus, an overview of the 2011 model year is also included. Not to be forgotten, an addenda section that includes build counts for 1LE, B4C, GMMG Camaros, Berger Camaros, Earnhardt Camaros, Tom Henry Racing Camaros, and more. The Camaro White Book is the Bible when it comes to the production history of all Camaros. Working with GM, Mike has been able to capture build counts, engine casting numbers, and content for Camaros clear back to the very beginning in the late summer of 1966. I can't imagine going to a Camaro event without a copy in my briefcase. You can order online at CamaroWhiteBook.com.
And it's pretty cheap, too.
Yeah, how much was it?
Look in the email there. I don't know. Is it in the email? It was like $19, maybe.
$19.95, yeah. Yep. And when it's available on Amazon, you can always get it from the CamaroZ28.com Amazon store.
And I ordered it this week, and it came like 2 or 3 days later.
Nice.
It was great.
I've got a couple of versions of this book, and they're always good to have, especially, you know, for...
I know.
There you go. There's the old one that we were using. Now we have this new updated one. A lot of times people just ask me, hey, do you know how many of these were made? And I don't know these things off the top of my head. My memory just isn't that good.
I know. We get those emails all the time, too.
And now we can finally... it's got specs, codes. Where's this addenda?
Oh, it's in the back there.
Yeah, there we go. You know, we've got up, you know, what, 98 through 2002 production numbers on our site as right. well that were given to us. Ooh, we neat. Boy, there's some good stuff in here. GMMG.
Yep.
How many of those they made? Berger, Intimidators, Tom Henry's, good buddy Tom Henry. 2002 Hot Rod Camaros, those were Berger's and GMMG's productions.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 1 6-speed Arctic White. 9 black ones, though. 6 red ones. Whew. I could go through this. Yeah. That's the thing. You start getting into this book and you start looking at them.
Right. Scroll over to the 2010 stuff.
Okay. Hold on. All right. There we are.
Okay. First say, how many 2010 Camaros were produced?
Total?
Yeah.
Where is it here? There's so much information. I don't know where to start. Where do I start?
Is it the very top?
First digit build, 6-digit 1 coupe, 9-digit check fare, length. Not that I see, unless I'm blind as a bat. Here, you read it.
Okay.
I can't read. I'll just go back to my Red Bull.
Okay. Production, right at the very top there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
7,767 LS cars, 51,469 LT cars.
Wow.
70,169 SSs for a grand total of 129,405 cars. They haven't produced this many cars for Camaro. There's this little bar graph here at uh-huh. the very back. And I think it's since 1978?
No, 77?
I think it was in the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, here we go. Production by model year. 2010. Looks like 1987.
Wow, that was the last... Was that the last year of the IROCs?
Might be.
I think so.
They produced 137,760 that year.
And how many did they do this year? I want to write it down and look at it on paper, black and white.
129,405.
Now, let's go back down to memory lane. Insert harp sound here. I wish I could find that thread where somebody said that it was stated that the goal was 80,000 units, and yes. somebody said they won't sell 50,000.
Yeah. Remember, there's a lot of crow eating there.
Remember
Holy
the cult
cow.
Of the crow oh, eater? Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are eating crow left and right. They're just too stubborn to admit it.
So do you
know who you are.
What do you think the most popular color was this?
Black.
Year? Black.
Was I right?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, by a mile. 17,000. Oh, wait, no. Okay. I'm looking here at the SSs.
That's a good stuff.
Oh, okay. Here's the totals. Okay, 29,987 black cars were made that year. The next closest would be, what do you think? What do you think's the next closest color?
Red. Silver.
Silver. Well, there's actually a couple different reds, so I guess if you kind of put those together, it would be more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, silver. Silver Ice Metallic, 15,549, followed by Victory Red at 15,088. Then closely followed by Inferno Orange Metallic at 13,265. The least produced color that year?
White.
Synergy Green Metallic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trick question.
Yeah, 2,425 units.
That's cool.
The next least produced color that year was, of course, everyone's favorite Aqua Blue Metallic.
Oh, man.
Which they only made 3,903 cars. Now, if you have an Aqua Blue Metallic LS car, it looks pretty rare, man. Only 284. However, what's even more rare than that is a red jewel tint coat LS car. Only 15 were made.
No way.
15.
Why? That's a great color.
I don't know.
Wow.
There's a little key down here that says red jewel tint coat and Inferno Orange Metallic were extra cost for the color. And Aqua Blue was not available after the debut of Synergy Green. And Red Jewel was not available for the LS model. However, there was 15 built.
Wow.
So it was never an option to choose for an LS car. So it's like kind of like, you know, a one of none mm-hmm. or 15 of yeah. none.
Neat stuff. That's what this book is so great oh, yeah. about. And this isn't just, you don't learn this just with the 2010 model year. You learn this for every generation of Camaros. And no, we're not getting paid to say this, Chris. You had to pay full price for this.
Absolutely.
We just think it's a great, great product and a great book.
They do have information about the 2011 car. However, there's no production numbers, just
How
facts.
Can they? Yeah.
Facts, you know, like the colors produced, mm-hmm. the options, you know, the digits for the VIN, what they, you know, translate to, and some quick little facts.
So you
here.
Can decode the VIN?
You know, like the Neiman Marcus offered edition for the Camaro that was offered at $75,000 for the convertible.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, if you need a stocking stuffer... Awesome, awesome book.
It's even shaped to fit in a stocking.
I know. So what's the web address?
Where's my email here? I just set it down.
It's Camaro White
Book. CamaroWhiteBook.com.
Yeah, that's 1995, right. And I think it was like $3 shipped or $2 shipped, yeah. something like that.
Yeah.
Came media mail.
Piece
Everybody
of cake.
Should get one.
Yep, they're nice to have, especially if you just go, I wonder how many of those are. I wonder what year they stopped doing this or started doing that. It's awesome. So...
Especially back in, like, the 70s where they produced, you know, like 200,000 cars.
Good old days. So, cool stuff. Yeah, and as soon as it's available on Amazon, you can order it from our CamaroZ28.com Amazon store at CamaroZ28.com/Amazon. How could you forget that?
I know. Very easy.
All right, we got to move on.
Yep.
What else we got for Camaro news here?
The next item we have on our agenda is a little press blurb that came out from GM Media this
week.
Oh,
yeah. Yep.
And it's about the antenna.
Which antenna?
The antenna on the convertible, the AM/FM antenna.
The whip antenna?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going bye-bye.
We're not talking about the shark fin that,
nope.
that does the XM and the OnStar.
Which I'd like to see go away.
Yeah. I think it's cool, but anyways. So this article describes how they got a couple ham radio geeks.
Antenna nerds.
Antenna nerds.
We mean that in a good way, by the way.
Something my dad knows a little bit about, because I actually sent him the article.
Uh-huh, yeah?
He made some comments on it.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a longtime ham radio operator. So he always says the antennas are always made best by hams, and that's why he says the Valentine 1 radar detector is the best one on the market because it was designed by a ham radio antenna.
Nice. And I have a Valentine 1 and I love it.
Yes.
I bought it
Mike Valentine
7 years ago and I still use it.
Yep, me too.
Not enough. I'll get to that later.
So the article states that it says when spy shots surfaced of the pre-production version of the 2011 Chevrolet Camaro convertible, an outcry went up among Camaro enthusiasts over the AM/FM whip antenna positioned on the rear deck lid.
Chris, that's whip.
Whip.
Whip. Like cool whip.
Quite simply, they hated it.
Yes, we did.
So what did they do?
They called a ham guy and said, fix our antenna problem?
They sure did.
Yeah? Who'd they call?
A couple of guys named Don Hibbard and Greg Kittinger.
Mm-hmm.
So these two guys put their heads together and came up with something cool. And it looks like it's just something that goes within the rear deck.
Antenna?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the spoiler?
Yes.
Yes. The article, is this an article or a press release or a little bit of both?
Well, it's on the GM Media site, so uh-huh. obviously it's for the media to grab
right.
hold of.
Which is us.
Yes. So.
So Camaro convertible, soon-to-be owners or fans rejoice. One less antenna on the rear deck lid.
Yeah.
Nice. Now if we can just get those ham guys to figure out the XM shark fin, too.
Yeah, because normally I think they said they would put it in the back window.
But there is none.
But the Camaro convertible has none, yeah.
Yep. And they were going to put it in the rearview mirrors, the side mirrors, but it was the car's already, the way the car's engineered, it wouldn't be cost-effective or easily feasible. So, thanks, guys. You ham guys.
Ham geeks.
Ham dudes. And we mean that in the nicest way possible.
I still remember my dad's call sign.
I remember my grandfather's call sign.
Do you?
Yep.
What was it?
WB8CKA.
My dad's was N8WW. I always used to hear it. November 8, whiskey.
Well, he's got a short call sign.
Yeah, well, he had a different one. I remember it was like WB8TZF or something like that, and then he changed it.
You can shorten them, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so he had N8WW.
Yeah, like WB8CKA was my grandfather's. It was his license plate. He had the first custom license plate I ever knew.
Really?
Yeah. He had it when I was a little kid.
My dad had one, too.
Yep, yep.
and the QSL cards all over the place in the basement.
I think ham radio is really, really cool.
It is.
It's. I think it's becoming a lost art, though.
You think so?
I don't know. Well, I just don't hear about it like I used to when I was a kid.
My dad used to piss off the neighbors. Oh, did he ever?
Why, did he squash their cell phone or their cordless phone?
He'd key up and take over channel 2.
Did they come over knocking on the door or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The neighbors were pissed.
Tell them to watch Wheel of Fortune on another channel.
What was really weird, and I don't know how this can happen, but sometimes he would key up and his voice would come out of the drain in the sink.
Did you guys grow pot in that same
tub? No, I swear to God, his voice would come out of the drain.
Sounds like a Stephen King novel. Wasn't there one with the finger coming out of the drain?
Oh, yeah, the finger.
Oh, well, how could I forget the name of that? Anyway, so rest assured, dear listeners and dear Camaro enthusiasts and fans, that they have not stopped listening to what, and they're making changes to what they can make to. Changes to, I should say.
Yep.
So, hey, how's our app doing?
Hey, our app is doing great.
Yeah?
It's being downloaded, it's been downloaded almost 500 times since it was released 2 weeks ago.
Today?
Yeah.
500 times today?
No, not today. Since it's been released 2 weeks
ago. We haven't really talked too much about it or even promoted it much.
But, hey, people are downloading it.
So what are they saying?
Well, you know, there's that option, the very last option in the app where you can contact us.
Yeah.
Well, we've gotten a whole bunch of messages here.
Cool. Read them off. I want to hear them. I want to hear them.
I'll just do them real quick because there's a bunch and there's a whole bunch of empty ones here too. Let's see. The first one says, "Suck it."
That's me. That was me testing.
Cool app. Keep up the good work. Hey guys, I'm checking out the new iPhone app. So far, so good. I'll try the podcast on the way to work in the morning.
Cool.
Another one says, "Yay." Another one says, "iPad version, please."
What about that, Chris?
I have no idea.
No?
No idea.
This is iPhone only.
Well, no, it works on the iPad.
So what's this guy griping about?
Well, I mean, an iPad native probably where it's not stretched.
Picky. It works. Come on.
It works fine. Yeah.
If we get the option, we'll make it.
Yeah. Another person, actually, here, there's a picture of a yellow fifth gen.
Okay, cool.
Along with it. And it says, "Hey, guys, I was just curious about a few things. I am 17 and just got a 2011 Camaro a couple of months ago. I wanted to know if it's possible to get the fiberglass opening to the engine in the hood with the stripes. I have on mine. Thanks."
And then I punch my chest and disappear into the crowd. No, seriously. Is he talking about the ZR1 style window?
Is he talking about the, I don't know.
I don't know.
The fiberglass, the mail slot? The fiberglass opening?
Oh, yeah, it could be.
To the engine in the hood with the stripes.
Sorry.
Well, I have stripes on my car, and I have the mail slot, so.
Does he have the mail slot? Is that what he's looking for? Yeah, he's got it. Well, listen, if you're listening, which I hope you are, sir, whoever, good looking car too, by the way.
Yeah,
just call our podcast hotline and ask us, and maybe we can help you out. Yeah. We're not quite sure what to make of it.
Okay, let's move on here.
What else we got?
For the love of God, I am not a hip cat,
Dave.
Dave, yeah, definitely know that one. I can summit messages anonymous. I'm not going to read the rest of that.
that was me.
Okay,
the testing.
Yeah, great show, guys. Listen every week. Could I have a free one?
Sure.
Could I have a free one?
Free ones for everybody.
Okay.
Is that just what it says? Could Camaro, I have a free one?
Camaro's all around.
Oh, is that what he's talking about?
Probably.
I thought he could be talking about anything.
No.
Depending on where you live.
Yeah, we're talking Camaros here, man. Okay. Where can I get an aftermarket in-dash touchscreen nav and radio system for my 2010 Camaro? I saw a picture of one in a Camaro in a magazine. Please let me know where I can get one of these. Thanks, Sam.
Sam, I believe one of our sponsors carries it. I can't think of which one off the top of my head. Basically, it's made by Metra. And it's a in-dash like adapter kit. You remove the HVAC and all that and pop this thing in along with a touchscreen, you know, big screen, TV.
They sell them on Amazon too, don't they?
Probably. But look for Metra 2010 Camaro. You could search on our message board for that and you probably find people talking about it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much your only option. It doesn't look terrible. It retains all functionality. including the heater, air conditioning, steering wheel controls, the whole nine yards. Yep. I just heard that you need four hands to install it.
Yeah, because there's so much stuff that comes out of the dash when you open it up.
Yeah, yeah. So have a buddy help you.
If you can't find it, Sam, send us an email and we'll send you a link to it.
You got it. What else we got?
This, I don't know if this is a different language. It's just like a whole thing, and they sent us this picture of this blue car here.
They were just smashing the keyboard with their fingers and then hitting the enter button.
Another one says, hi.
Hi.
Hi back.
How's it going?
I love the podcast and listen every week. Keep up the great work, and I love this app.
Wow, that wasn't even me, testing that time.
Another one says, hi.
Hi.
Hi back.
How's it going?
Another one says, why?
Because. Actually, why not?
And the last one, Chris and Jason, you guys rule. Keep up the great work on the show. I can't wait for each episode to come out each week.
Once again, that was not me testing.
No. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much. Wow, cool stuff.
Yeah.
So if you haven't downloaded the iPhone or
iPad
app,
or iPod Touch.
If you haven't downloaded the damn app, get over to iTunes and download the damn app.
Just do a search on Camaro or Camaro Z28 or CamaroZ28.com or CamaroZ28.com podcast.
I should make a shortcut. Just CamaroZ28.com/app.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And use the contact form or call us up on our hotline. I'll give a number out in a little bit to tell us how we can try to improve it or what you think of it. Just, you know, give us some thoughts. That's what we're here for. All right. What's next
here? Let's move on here.
All right.
Now it's to the emails and voicemails part of our show.
Well, I got to start because it's last but not, or not, certainly not least. How's that?
Okay.
Did I botch that bad enough? Holiday greetings. Christmas and holiday greetings from our good friend once again, Scott Settlemyer, the FBOT father. He says, good afternoon, Camaro comrades and Firebird friends. Notice how he never forgets the Firebird guy.
Of course not.
That's right. Very, very cool. As we come to the end of another year, I'd like to thank you once again for your enthusiasm for all things Camaro. Being a Camaro enthusiast over the past several years has certainly had its ups and downs. Yet even when the Camaro went on hiatus and sadly its stablemate, the Firebird, went to the great Pontiac showroom in the sky, you kept the faith. Many of you continued your hard work to provide us with a website community where we could go each day to experience camaraderie and share information with like-minded friends. Still others spent countless hours putting together annual events that really were and continue to be like family reunions, except that we really like everyone who shows up at Camaro and Firebird shows.
Yeah, right.
And then there are those of you who have traveled thousands and thousands of miles over the last several years to attend these events, and you've helped make memories that will last a lifetime. As we enter 2011, it strikes me that this may be one of the best times to experience Camaro to its fullest. Even as we prepare to close up shop in the Motor City for the Christmas holiday, Al Oppenheiser and the team continue to work on some pretty remarkable stuff. The new convertible goes into production shortly after we celebrate the arrival of 2011. There are continual product changes and improvements because we are never satisfied.
Z28.
You okay, Chris?
Yeah.
All right? Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I love to... You wrecked my serious tone here. My candor is wrecked. And I'd love to tell you all about what we're working on.
C28.
But then there's that fleet of black Suburbans that will show up when one says more than they should. Good thing I didn't park in the driveway, so yeah, I can get out when they show up.
Those Suburbans.
Yeah. He continues. We had lots of great Camaro activities coming for 2011. One of which I hope to share with you shortly.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Meanwhile, let's celebrate the season and give thanks to all the blessings that have been given to us. Let's take some time to remember our troops as they serve to protect freedom worldwide. Hear, hear to that one right there. And I loved. No, I already read that, but. Let's take some time to visit those who mean so much to us. And if you can't visit in person, give them a call and let them know you're thinking of them. Many times it's later than we think. Naturally, Christmas and New Year's is a time to celebrate, but if you're going to celebrate imbibe? Is that a word?
I don't know.
I'll have to look it up. In alcohol, please, for the sake of everyone on the road, don't drink and drive. Please designate a driver beforehand or call a cab. And those of you who know me, you know what comes next. Seatbelts. Use them each time, every time. On behalf of everyone at Chevrolet, thank you, and I mean this very, very sincerely, for your loyalty and for the passion you show for the Camaro each and every day. On a personal note, thank you for your emails and phone calls and letters, especially ones that arrived after I switched jobs. And thank you for keeping the faith when I ask you to. You truly are my Camaro comrades, and I'm one lucky guy to be able to say that. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, season's greetings, and may the new year bring you all that is good. Scott, the FBOD father, Red Planet, and our
here,
buddy.
Here. Yeah, if I had a drink right now, I'd toast him.
Red Bull.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers. You can always count on Scott for a message like that.
You know what? And Scott means it. I mean, for being who he is and what he does, you don't hear that kind of, you don't have that kind of contact with other companies. You just don't. No. I mean, I would love to call up Jim Gennard at Oakley and say, "Hey, man, how's it going? Happy holidays."
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's no longer part of it. But you know what I mean. He was the founder of it.
Yeah.
I can't call up Devin Townsend from the Devin Townsend Project.
Well, there you go.
Hey, dude, are you in the studio? Well, actually, I can email him.
Yeah. And who's that other dude?
Who?
Muscle dude. What's his name? Actor.
Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins. Yeah, yeah, him.
Yeah, he's on my email list too. Speaking of Christmas, let's not forget what I've got behind me.
What's that?
Under the cover here.
Oh, under the cover, yeah. Well, we can talk about it since Vito doesn't listen to the That's podcast. Right.
Well, he might on what it is under that cover.
That's true.
That Go ahead. True. Rattle it off.
I finally was able to find a Toys R Us that actually had a 12-volt Camaro in stock. Well, actually, it wasn't. It was sold out. So I bought the one that was on the floor.
Yeah, the floor model.
And I went to go charge it today, and they gave me the wrong stinking battery. So yeah. I went back, got the right battery, and Jason came over and just popped a couple wheelies with it. So
yeah, my 200-pound ass fit in it pretty good. The thing is cool as hell. I'm serious.
I mean, if you look at it, it's a mini Camaro. I mean, how cool is that?
If you look at it dead on, you know, like right at the nose, it looks like a real Camaro.
It does.
Like, you could take a picture of it, and somebody would think it was a real Camaro from a distance if they didn't know better. It's a little cartoony, but otherwise the proportions are realistic. It's neat. Forward and reverse, gas pedal, MP3 player to listen to the podcast on.
AM/FM radio.
When he drives around and runs into the cats. I think it's got a radio anyway. We couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, that's what the instructions say.
Steering, the wheels, everything is accurate on this thing. This is cool as hell. So, Chris, you got to post some pictures of it when Vito opens it up or whatever. How are you going to wrap that thing?
I'm not. We bought a giant bow, and we're just going to put it upstairs under the, next to the Christmas tree.
Just like what's going to happen when he's 16.
Yeah, I'll give him my 95.
Yeah, there it is. Good luck. Here's a wrench. Fix it.
So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to make sure I got my video camera all set up to get his expression.
Can't
because
wait.
Recently, and I don't know why, he's been wanting to watch Transformers a lot, so he really likes Bumblebee. So.
And what color is this one?
It's yellow.
We need stripes.
Yeah, we definitely need some stripes.
We got any vinyl cutters out there that can help us out? We'll make Vito Fresa happy. He's
get some little vinyl black stripes
little,
for it.
Little Bumblebee stripes?
Yeah.
All right, we got to get back onto our voicemails and emails.
Okay, so we've got a couple emails here.
I read Scott's. What do you got?
The first one comes from Tim from the message board. Not sure if you were interested in this or not, but I heard on your podcast about anyone driving their fifth gen in the snow. We talked about this last week. I did that last year and also again this year. The Pirelli Scorpion ice and snows make the car drive like a tank. It was fun during the last storm here as I was able to get traction in my Camaro where many of the other cars with all seasons were not. And he sent us a picture. Nice red jewel car here with in the snow.
Yeah.
Tim. So thanks for sending that in, Tim. So there is people out there, you know, and he's from Michigan. He's from Lansing.
Yep. And somebody's just mentioned this, posted about this in the 2010-2011 Camaro forums. And he chimed in with that. He was talking about, we recommend Bridgestone BlizzX just because that's what it's always kind of been.
Oh, yeah.
But the Pirelli Scorpions, especially like with comments like this, they're really, really gaining traction. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, and we got to throw out a mention to bestwheeldeals.com, our sponsor,
course.
Because they got some killer packages at killer prices. Yep. But we got to move on with that.
Our next email comes from Dave.
Oh, no.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Is the IROC series being resurrected for the 5th Gen Camaros? Camaro Performers had a rendering in the October 2010 issue by Travis Highlander. I use a 60-pound sand tube in the trunk and Mortar's salt bag, 25 pounds. Did you guys buy your Camaros at Berger Chevrolet in Grand Rapids, Michigan? They have a great upgrade package with 524 horsepower to the rear wheels. Postal Dave from Cincinnati, Ohio. P.S., this is the second winter in a row to drive in the snow. I purchased in July 2009. Have a great Christmas and Happy New Year.
Dave?
Are you on drugs or is this your naturally moronic self?
What the hell was he talking about with kitty litter or whatever it was?
I don't know. There was a whole lot of different topics all strewn together in one paragraph.
He's got a bottle of Old Granddad in his delivery truck.
Dave, we love hearing from you.
Yeah, this we do. I think he's talking about getting traction. So let's talk about the IROC thing. Probably not. I don't think so.
So what does IROC stand for?
International Race of Champions. Okay. Yep, yep. And to most people, it means mulletude.
Mulletude?
Yeah, the utmost level of mulletude.
Well, I also heard it always stood for Italian retard out cruising too.
Wow, you just pissed off a few people.
Yeah, I'm Italian. I can say that.
Yeah, but you're not. Sorry, everybody.
I don't know.
Well, that's I've heard that too. That's what they say. You know, the rendering of the IROC car does look pretty damn good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Does look really good, but I don't think it's going to happen because I think it's too expensive to secure the rights to use the name. But then again, let's go back to what we started talking about in this episode: 129,000 units for the first year.
Yeah.
Granted, that'll probably taper off, you know, but still.
Well, I don't know with the convertible coming out now for 2011,
and then whatever it is that Scott was here talking about other things happening.
I don't know.
You know what?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big mystery, Z28, of what it's going to be.
Plus, we got the new Synergy Series car coming out in January as well.
Z28?
Yeah. Well, I don't know why people keep saying Z28.
I'm just going to be nothing but a big pig anyways. I'm not saying Z28. Are they hearing it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's something that they just subconsciously keep hearing over and over, Z28, because it's what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what I want, Z28, but I don't know if it's actually going to happen, Z28.
Next year in 2011, North American International Auto Show Z28.
I don't know, but John Z28 Fitzpatrick is going to kick my ass the next time he sees me. Okay.
Shoot him right in the.
Never say never. I'd like to see it happen just because it'd be cool, but I don't know if they want the stigma of the third gen mullet thing.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Who
I don't
knows?
Know if it's true or not.
Who knows?
Well, how are we doing on time here?
We're vastly pushing the limit here.
Because
way over, and we still haven't gotten to voicemails yet.
Oh, well, what should we do?
Well, we only have two voicemails this week. Want to save them till next week? How about you tell people how to get a hold of us?
All right, I'll do that right now.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, I think what we're going to do is we're going to hold off on the voicemails and we'll just roll them over for next week since we only got two in the hopper here.
Yeah. Plus, I still owe you, dear listeners, the story of me getting pulled over and how it was one of the coolest experiences ever. I'm not kidding. I'm not drinking whatever Dave was.
Yeah.
I meant to mention this last week. We didn't mention this last week, right?
Well, you tried to, and you kept getting cut off, so it never made the final cut.
We lost another member to the Camaro Z28.com community. I'm extremely saddened to say. In fact, I kind of get choked up just thinking about it. A longtime member, Grippenfelter.
No, he didn't die.
No. Yes, sorry. But I mean, he has had a dog named Zeus.
Yep.
And we knew him. We knew Zeus like we knew him.
Yep.
And there was an incident that involved Zeus, and Zeus is unfortunately no longer with us. We really can't go into detail until some things get sorted out, and we ask that people respect that. All I can say is I hope that justice is swift and fair.
Yep.
Zeus will certainly be missed. He was a terrific dog, and we all are cheated out of not being able to meet him at least once in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things, you know.
He was like a damn near member of the lounge, man.
Yeah. It's one of those things where when you see somebody with a dog like that, you know, you instantly get the connection. Some owners you do, some owners you don't. But this one had just a strong connection. One of those one of those deals, you know, like your dog is your family member. But sometimes that can be so strong that you can just tell. That was the case.
It's tough, man.
So our thoughts and best wishes go out to the Grip Singh.
I think that's what his last name is.
Sorry, Grip. I know you're listening. And sorry, I've known you for years, but I just don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Family, we're all here for you. And he set up a memorial fund that does not go to him. It goes to the Malamute Rescue Society, and there's already been over $1,000 raised to go to dogs that have been abused or need good homes. and because Zeus was a Malamute. So, you know, I threw a few bucks at it. Some people can't throw any money at it.
Absolutely.
If you can throw a dollar at it, by all means, please do. Or your local shelter, or adopt an animal, like I always say every year. And we'll talk about that a little later.
Especially these times of the year, too, man.
It's cold. It's cold. So maybe we'll talk about that next week. You know, we don't want to end it on a down note. So speaking of next week, we got voicemails.
Yep.
We are going to talk about me getting pulled over. I just can't wait. I've been dying. And Chris, I guess is that our holiday
glee?
Holiday glee episode.
Absolutely.
Where
bring on the dogs.
Bring on the Christmas dogs. That's right. In fact, here's a little teaser. Hold on. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Oh, that's it. That's, you know.
Nothing.
Tune in next week for a continuation.
It's not the holidays until that plays.
Of the Christmas dogs.
That's right. So everybody, listen to what Scott Settlemyer said. Don't drink and drive. Buckle your seatbelts. And tune in next week through the app, through the website, or
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio, that's right. That's right. Become our friend on Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Yeah.
Jazz, we got to get out of here. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.